Welcome to the debate. We are diving into the material today concerning the explosive popularity of adapted mindfulness practices within professional settings. Those brief, targeted interventions, you know, designed to seamlessly integrate into a chaotic workday.
Right. And the central tension, I think, is this. Does simplifying these profound, ancient practices into things like 3-minute breathing breaks genuinely lead to the fundamental long-term resilience and transformation the material actually claims? Or does this approach maybe risk diluting true practice into, well, just a superficial mechanism for coping with systemic chaos?
Well, I'd argue that this modern, science-backed approach provides the exact necessary tools for transformation. It's really about skill building, not necessarily rigid tradition.
I remain skeptical. I really question whether these, let's call them micro practices, can truly overcome the entrenched challenges of the high distraction modern workplace we all face.
Okay, but look at the hard evidence supporting targeted interventions. Even practices as brief as a, say, 3-minute focus exercise leverage neuroplasticity. The research confirms this quite clearly. We see decreased gray matter density in the amygdala, which is, you know, your brain's alarm center. And that means reduced stress reactivity. Simultaneously, we see increased activity in the prefrontal cortex, enhancing executive function. So, I mean, this isn't just coping. It's tangible, functional rewiring that demonstrably improves performance.
That data on neurological change is, yeah, it's compelling. I'll grant you that. But it feels like it only addresses half the problem. The constant emphasis on actionable techniques that fit seamlessly, that phrase itself almost risks ignoring the deeper systemic issues. The material itself highlights how constantly switching tasks leads to attention fragmentation and attention residue, that sort of mental drag left over from the task you just switched from. So is relying on an isolated micro-mindfulness practice truly going to be effective when it takes, on average, something like 23 minutes to fully regain focus after just one interruption?
I'm not quite convinced by that line of reasoning, because these brief techniques are, in fact, powerful anchors. They're designed specifically to disrupt that residue and help regain equilibrium quickly. Take the STOP method, for instance. Stop, take a breath, observe, proceed. The data shows even 3 minutes of that kind of intentional focus reduces cortisol levels immediately and activates the parasympathetic nervous system. This translates directly to immediate measurable physiological benefits. Fundamental change doesn't require, you know, a monastery visit. It requires consistent, intentional anchoring throughout the demanding day.
Right, but I just don't quite buy that the simple STOP method consistently reverses the degradation of mental capabilities caused by prolonged exposure to high distraction environments, as the source material itself notes. I mean, if we are struggling with constant digital juggling, switching applications hundreds of times daily, the emphasis shouldn't just be on isolated techniques, should it? Doesn't it need to be on designing a more comprehensive focus environment and managing the overall structural workflow? Is a 3-minute anchor really sufficient to navigate a day literally designed for distraction?
But the transformation occurs precisely when the individual achieves what the material calls the art of integration. They actually turn routine activities into opportunities for mindful engagement. Like the example given of the sales director, whose stress reportedly dropped 34% just by developing sales floor mindfulness. This confirms, I think, that the approach transforms the individual's relationship with overwhelming demands, regardless of whether the organization itself changes fundamentally. It's about building, like, an inner firewall.
That's a compelling success story. Yes, though I might frame it differently. Relying solely on the individual to create their own intentional engagement windows, well, it's seems to entirely shift the responsibility away from addressing the organizational chaos, doesn't it? The constant flood of emails, the expectation of relentless back-to-back meetings. So is the material selling genuine transformation, or is it fundamentally just selling an individual mechanism for coping with a system that might be actively eroding employee well-being? Is it just helping people survive?
While ultimately the application of mindfulness provides proven, science-backed protocols for regulating attention and stress, it enables professionals to navigate complexity with greater composure and effectiveness. The focus here is really on tangible skill development and building sustainable resilience within the existing modern structure.
And while I absolutely agree these practices have powerful potential, the singular focus on, seamless micro-interventions risks severely underestimating the depth and consistency needed for the kind of radical functional change the material actually promises. We must, I think, really determine if we are genuinely changing the brain's long-term function or simply providing a kind of temporary stress buffer against systemic failure.
Yeah, I think this discussion really illuminates that critical tension, doesn't it? Between the immediate, complex demands of the professional environment and, on the other hand, the genuine, substantial requirements for truly deep, sustainable practice. There's definitely more to explore there.